All right, here we go. We're in. It's recording.
People's court is now in session.
You Brian suck.
Nobody else is friends with Brian anymore.
That's...
I mean, that's
Brian
expected.
Lorraine is past judgment.
Brian
Hello.
Is canceled.
All those years, those Star Fox references were just flying over your head.
No, I watched enough people play.
Flying so. Over
He
your
knows
head.
The memes. He knows the barrel roll and whatever.
You don't know a barrel roll from a, these guys can't handle the front.
So there's.
I'll rule these guys.
Your voice
to
was
the
very
front.
Hank Hill there. And I had a friend who lived in the house that I was in, that played Star Fox 64 every day before work. It was part of his morning routine. And
a visionary.
Yeah.
That man is a visionary.
So, like, you know, I've definitely experienced that game
enough.
Can't
believe it.
Get up, brush your teeth, take a dump, play Star Fox 64.
Yeah, have some coffee.
Sometimes
all four of
those
things.
That's why I played it.
That's right, man. You just got to juggle.
I went and did a weird route because I wanted all of my favorite Peppy lines. And unfortunately,
you got most of them.
I didn't plan ahead well enough because literally everyone died on Solar.
Anyway. Lorraine, I'm not going to drill too far, but I do want to introduce everybody real quick, and then we'll
go for it.
This is the Qgorn Games Podcast.
Woo!
The world is on fire. Everything is a nightmare.
We flew into the sun.
Nothing makes sense anymore. We flew into the sun. I am Dustin Morbido. We're just going to talk about whatever, honestly. Lorraine Morbido is here.
We kind of lost track of time because time is meaningless, so it's been a while since we've done one of these.
What is time?
I don't know. A miserable pile of secrets.
Time is a construct
a
created by
tool.
Man in order to keep track of your labor.
Time is a pocket.
Indeed.
And happens whether anyone's there to analyze it or not.
Time is a pocky. Mm-hmm.
If
said?
Time pocket. Falls in a like forest a... and no one's around to hear it,
will it still flatulate?
These wonderful modern day philosophers are Brian Lupfer.
Hey! There you go.
McGrath's Philip, Kyle, and Wade.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll take it. Close enough.
That's fair.
We've got almost everyone. They're all here somewhere.
Almost everyone.
Anyway.
I haven't seen them in like over a month now. I haven't seen anyone
all right,
in over
Lorraine,
a month
I'll,
now.
Point of order. I'm going to state my piece like you were doing, and then we'll go back to Star Fox, and then we'll go back to anything else we want to, okay?
Go for it.
All right. So the
Brian sucks.
Yes.
Sure.
That's constant.
The witch hunting.
Yeah, no, don't be toxic, Wade.
Yeah.
God.
This is a safe space.
I'm kidding.
That's
there,
his
Wade.
Default.
No, honestly, it's just been. It's been a wild couple weeks for everyone on Earth, obviously. We're not exactly immune. Colette is climbing my office chair. I'm not super thrilled about that.
She climbs it from the back, even. She's real strange. I could just yeet her out of the room.
Yeah, whatever.
It's normal, cat.
Yeah, it's fine.
At least she can't jump onto the desk from the table from here. I'll take it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do more of everything, and, you know, depending on the day, sometimes I just can't
do anything.
Get it up to go do it or whatever. But again, that's
Dustin,
not.
There's a pill for that.
It's called a bullet to the head.
Whoa. You see, it's not just sexual impotence; it's general.
Yeah,
impotence.
Right. It's much more. It's much more dilapidating. It's not. I can't just not fuck. I can't do a lot of things.
I would like to coin it as GIP, general impotence disorder.
Uh-huh. So I mean,
don't you mean GIP?
There's always cocaine. I guess there's that, but. I'd have to leave my house to get that.
And you can't do that.
You can't
need
you
to know
can't
a guy
social
doesn't.
Distance.
Meth is where it's at.
Definitely get people to deliver weed for you right now.
That's true.
Will not necessarily have the same effect.
Uh-huh. Hit those blunts waves.
Anyway, this is week four. Is that right?
I think it was Monday. Was an say. Actual month, like a physical
let me count all the scratches up on the wall.
Since my last day of work. I think the 13th was
something
it.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
I could right. maybe actually tell you based on the number of Pop-Tart boxes that I've got on my
desk. 12th. The 12th is the last day that I work. So this past Sunday, it has been a full month since I was A, furloughed, and then slightly like more unemployed as of like a week ago or something.
So Wade, you're saying that if this quarantine persists in perpetuity, that like when archaeologists find your body, it'll be embalmed in dozens of Pop-Tart boxes.
A nice glaze over
him. Tell by the number of rings on a Pop-Tart box.
Bill, you joke, but I've been putting the Pop-Tart boxes inside other Pop-Tart
Pop-Tart boxception.
This one's got three rings.
That's what I do with White Castle boxes. Yeah. My tummy hurts.
This makes me uncomfortable.
At least you see the correlation.
I could go for some White Castle. I would eat White Castle now.
I would eat anything prepared by another human being right now.
I was just about to say, I could go for almost anything.
I'd rather eat CC's pizza than ever go to White Castle.
You have to eat the CCs in a CCs.
What you need is what you have to do is you have to get a CCs pizza that's covered in White Castle hamburger toppings. Just cut up White Castle hamburgers.
I mean, there's like a 90% chance you can get that there.
Just bring in your own crepe case and be like, I need you to do a job.
Make this happen.
Ryan, I want you to know, if I was an admin of this server, I'd boot you.
I deserve it.
No.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, but yeah, you're not wrong. That's the kind of feeling. It's just like, you know,
it's more than a feeling. It's an existential dread.
I'd be enthused to see a White Castle like employee scowl at me. Like, just to have them place the judgment upon my shoulders would be refreshing just for the human contact. Just like, yes, I am a monster.
Just they're scowling at you, just like, you dirty piece of shit.
That's right. These 10 hamburgers are for me. What of it?
When I went to go and pick up our Taco Bell order, because we did it online and picked it up through the drive-thru, world weariness of the hello that I got really hit me hard.
I getting paid $8 an hour to be exposed to deadly viruses.
And it's just like
frustrated, annoying people all day.
I felt for her, man. Just like she's just like, hello, and I'm like, hey.
No,
you're like, sorry to make your life worse, but you got my shit.
Or maybe it's just exactly the same way she feels every day. It's just she can drop the veneer of having to pretend that they're not gonna fire her.
She's essential.
You're essential.
Yeah, she's like, I'm working at White Castle or at Taco Bell. I've always worked at Taco Bell. I always will be.
Oh my god, I forgot all about this until this just came up. But we've had two Taco Bell runs since the apocalypse happened. Lorraine did the one. I did the other one, and when I made that other trip, the smell of marijuana at that Taco Bell was present. That's what I was at. You go, guys. Just like,
you
look,
get
man.
Yours.
But it was like, it was on.
Yeah.
I'll get some through the day, man.
So, fine. Man, I got a hyper depressing comment story. So today during work, I got a phone call from an owner of one of our clients, and I was talking to him about, you know, the whole COVID situation and everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. They own a bunch of senior living facilities.
Mm.
And in the conversation, he had mentioned the facilities they have in Detroit. And one of them is the second highest capacity building they own.
Yeah.
And its population went from 200 down to under 100.
Jesus.
So that kind of paints the picture of the way my mood's been since that call.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, there's like, I didn't even, and the media coverage has been all over the place on it. Cause like a lot of it is still just like like they're covering the fucking NFL draft or something, where you just see like a headline and a graph with a bunch of numbers on it, which is one thing. But then the other stuff is like, if you find the right articles or people are getting really into the nitty gritty, like I saw a thing a couple days ago of just like, oh, here are some of the hospitals in Detroit proper that just like they have a pile of bodies in this room because there's nowhere to put them.
And like, you know, when you have that like 2 degrees of separation from that morbidity of it all is like just kind of harrowing, and it kind of like just it breaks you down a little bit. But despite that, like, I've been trying to not eat all the shit of it, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Well, that's how it's been for me too, and like I said, I'm sure, and if any of you guys have any specific thoughts, but just at, like, day by day, some days I do better than others in terms of like, sometimes it seems totally normal, like sometimes I don't feel any different than I usually feel, and then sometimes it hits me in a way that like I get, you know, I've gotten a little depressed from time to time anyway, but it's been more persistent, like it's almost like a constant cycle at this point of just like, on the wrong time of a week, I just get real down for a couple hours or something, and then just try to pull myself out of it as best I can. But
yeah,
that's my life.
I mean, like, it, generally, it's like I'm pretty close to that normally, but like the circumstances have been
so much worse.
So like, I don't know. I'm gonna get a punching bag one of these days soon, so that I can actually start exercising and let out some of my feelings.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Good choices. I've got a punching bag because I've never used it. You want it?
That's the time.
Not like the 6 foot one, but like the one that hangs.
Speed bag.
Like a water balloon.
I want
like a full body.
I'm gonna buy a 150 pounder.
I have one of those in my Animal Crossing house and a speed bag.
Speed bag is the one that looks like the little balloon. The heavy bag is the big long one.
My grandpa had one of those heavy bags in his basement, and my cousins and I used to hit it. Just to do it. And eventually, it's so much fun. Like,
so you're saying I could punch this and that's like its purpose?
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to punch this?
But man, that thing was heavy. Uh-huh. They don't look as heavy when like other people are using them, because they're all like, you see them like really punching and moving the bag. You don't move it that much.
Mm-hmm. You also have to wear, if you're going to go at it for like a session or whatever, you have to wear proper hand coverings, because you'll tear your knuckles up after like 4 hits.
We were like fucking middle schoolers. Like, we had no force behind us. We weren't really like, we were just like dicking around with
60 pounds of you or whatever.
Yeah. We weighed less than
of an 11-year-old girl.
You know me.
I've always done my punching bag workouts bare knuckle.
Man.
Just like,
yikes.
But I'm also I'm a fucking crazy person. So what do you
when it really turns red, you know that you're done. You're like, okay.
Well, and it's the thing, like, you're not gonna have hand wraps and boxing gloves when you're in a fight, so if you're gonna like practice self defense, like, you're gonna fuck your wrist up probably doing it, and then you go, well, if I fucked my wrist up here, I probably would have done that punching someone in the face, and I would have to fight through it. So, no big deal.
I don't use a punching bag to practice self-defense anyway.
He uses weight.
Yeah, but it's exercise. It's the just that mindset is like, I think of it in that sense. Like, if I'm practicing my punching and my kicking, then it's like, I'm going to do it in a way that's similar to if I were to be in an altercation. Because, like, you know, you're going to get it fucked up, and like, it's going to happen either way if you in a real fight too. So it's like, that just is what it is.
We used to roll that way back in the day. I don't know if we still have a heavy bag around here, but you used to have one at some point, and it either still is here somewhere, or it got thrown out because it was like in the garage one of the times that it flooded and it was unsalvageable. I'm not sure which of those things happened, but when we had that out there, that was a very much like just, and we had some of the gear too. Like, we had like little gloves and stuff, but it was just like, oh, I'm 16 and fuck you, dad. I'm gonna hit this thing
angry,
until my hands hurt real bad. That's what I'm gonna do.
You gotta feel pain so you don't feel anything else.
A lot of teenage emotion and testosterone to work out here.
Well, and you see, I still have that, and I'm 31.
It comes and goes.
Kind of cycling back to what took us onto this tangent, I've been trying, like, because I get that way every so often. Like, I mean, just these past 4 fucking years have really been tempering me for this, however long it's been we've been in quarantine. And here. I've been trying to like push my those feelings into a more creative area. Something that helps get me up in the morning because I'm not going to work is like every week I still do an art stream. We do our weekly video game streams, which we just finished. And it's little things like that. And like I'm trying to do just more other art on my own time, doing a little writing every day, doing a good amount of Animal Crossing, which is the best like
art.
Just. I mean, this one is more of an art form.
There is an expressive nature. Like, it's kind of like model building. Like, yeah. There's like that. Yeah. There's that element to
I've
it.
I've decided that one of the cliffs on my town that won't get a ramp built to it is going to have a bunch of wind turbines on it because that seems like a good place to put them.
Lorraine.
Yes.
You're going to kill the birds.
Cancer.
Good.
You're going to give those birds cancer and therefore kill them.
No, the birds are on the ground. No birds are flying in Animal Crossing.
going to give the bees cancer.
Not the bees. They are kind of near my beehives, so maybe that's a bad thing.
But, give it to it.
And then there's always just, I mean, aside from my normal, like, just morning workout routine to get some stress away, there's the stress reliever and stress inducer that is Destiny that we keep playing.
It is both.
And honestly, between that and Animal Crossing, like that's kept my like social interactions up, like because I've done some like voice chatting with Animal Crossing, and like we are always on voice in Destiny. Like I haven't lost the people around me, right, as some people definitely have. Like not everybody has access to so many avenues of communication. We're very fortunate because we have a lot of, we just like tech, so we have a lot of just crap everywhere.
And also, this is just an artifact of the gaming generation,
yes,
is we're already used to, you know,
remote everything.
Isolating ourselves. but also communicating with other people, mm-hmm, using
exactly
technology.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We don't need in-person presence to be able to communicate, and we never have. And this is, you know, normal. It's just
right,
closer to normal than some guy whose only human communication is the water cooler at the office.
Yeah, or the bar.
The Spanish flu in the early 1800s, man, that they didn't know how bad they had it. Suck on that.
But I've been like I get the like the frustration aspect of it, like. And also just kind of the lethargy of it. Like, I feel that.
Yeah.
And I get that occasionally. Like, sometimes I'm just really mad. Sometimes I just don't want to get off the couch or do literally anything. I'll just take a nap. But I've been trying my best since I know a lot of other people, like, the job situation is really shitty. But I really miss my job. It was just a creative avenue for me. I loved the medium. I loved being able to be creative for money, and I miss my coworkers a lot. Like they were a really fun group. There's only like 7 of us in the shop, and most of the days during the off season, everyone was there. So it was just our small little bubble. Like we have interactions with maybe a security guard, and that's the only person outside of the shop that comes in all day. But I miss that group. Mm-hmm. I miss leaving the house. Yeah,
another little pocket family group of,
and tomorrow the what is it
17th
would have been the member open for the village. We would have been open for people with memberships, and then Saturday would have been the general open, but as far as I know that has been delayed until June 1st. At the earliest,
at the soonest, I'm sure.
Yeah, if that, like, I honestly don't know if the situation gets better. It seems like it's just getting worse. So
yeah, and that's
when you have a couple hundred minimum fucking rednecks drive up to Lansing and have a clusterfuck and you know block a fucking hospital. It's because that's gonna create wave two.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. I mean, like we're gonna hit.
Like that.
We're gonna crest
the real
this,
problem
and it's gonna get.
Is still just that we have not caught up in testing at no point where we caught up in testing. So everything is still much worse than it looks like it is.
Because we don't know. We just there's too many like just blank spaces on the Excel spreadsheet that is how are we handling this, mm-hmm. and it's just
right.
blank garbage values because we can't actually get any results.
Sure, and they need to Thanks, deputize Trump. More people for contract tracing and stuff. Like, that was one of the things I had read much earlier, was that, like, countries like Iceland or whatever had much better initial responses because they basically deputized, like, their entire police forces into contact tracing mode, where they would just have, you know, average beat cops. Now your day job mostly is trying to go figure out who talked to who had coronavirus or whatever.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like detective work.
Yeah, just because that's like, it's more targeted. Instead of having everyone self-isolate all the time, it's like, all right, we're going to have this person who has it self-isolate, and we're going to try to find every single person like, that they could have touched
the web,
in the last
cork board with
like
red
7
string.
To 14 days, and have them all self-isolate too. And wow, estimates I've read for the U.S. is that, like, to try to do that at scale in this country, we need, like, 300,000 people, and we currently have about 2,000.
Yeah.
So we're
also
doing real well.
Like, Iceland is much smaller.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Population-wise and like, landmass-wise. So it makes more sense for them to be able to do that kind of thing. And for a bigger population, it, like, this general blanketing self-isolation does make at least a little bit more sense, but there needs to be more top of that.
The problem beyond that is entirely just that, like, it, you know, there are executive orders out in like 42 states to self-isolate, you know, stay-at-home orders, and because of the way that, you know, the fucking so many people are, they're just defiant to like, my liberty. And it's like, your liberty is going to mean death for someone. So that means you should be fucking liable.
You are going to kill someone for your selfish choices.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly many people.
Yeah. Not just one, but like tens to hundreds.
Yeah,
maybe
you'll
more.
Be solely responsible for the 10, and then then they'll each be responsible for 10. So
and then
it's
a just
pyramid scheme.
Yep.
Not that much worse than every other pyramid.
Yeah.
It's still the worst.
It is still the worst.
Still the worst, but the other ones, it's not that big of a gap.
At least in a regular pyramid scheme, someone is profiting materially from.
I was just about to say, so these rednecks are what, the Bernie Madoff of death?
Yeah, I don't know,
trying to get the economy started again.
It's going to be wild for, I don't know how long at this point, but we'll keep trying to hang in there.
I'm of the
it's
mind.
It's not going to just stop one day.
Yeah. This is
the process for the rest of the year at minimum.
More than that, I think.
And well, Lorraine, when you talk about the village, that's actually one of those things where, like, you think about, like, you might get to 10% functional in a place like that or something. Because I bet, like, let's use that as an example, like Greenfield Village and the Henry Ford Museum or whatever. I bet the museum won't open in any capacity before the village opens
closed.
A little.
It's too close.
And then at that point, you know, maybe they let a very small number of people in every day. Because it's basically like a big park with like some standing structures
they
that you can usually go in. Maybe you don't let people do that anymore for quite a while.
You could have all the buildings closed, so you don't need presenters.
Right. Because at that point, it's just like, you know, you just got to make sure people aren't clustering and make sure there aren't like, like, you don't want that place near capacity, but like if you opened it up, maybe it does make sense to have 5 to 10% capacity available. Just let people it's just like it's similar to a public park at that point of just like, look, just let people kind of be in it, but you certainly don't want them to be like actively like probably no special events or anything like that.
God,
you really don't. You want the opposite of like crowds. You want like you maybe want to make it available, but you definitely don't want to encourage people to be like, all right, let's get hundreds and hundreds of people all at once in the door in the morning.
There's more open space outside. The Henry Ford Museum is it's too tight. There's so many tight areas.
It's a pretty small building
with
little
like,
corridors and stuff.
For a museum of its like stature, it's very small, kind of scope-wise. Like, it is still pretty big, but it's not that expansive. The village is much more open space.
A lot of exhibits are real windy and there's very little great ways to keep 6 feet away from people in that building.
Yeah, it's basically impossible if there's more than like a couple hundred, But the only problem with that is if they opened it at all, like the members and the public, like there would be kind of like a just people would. Some of those members are obnoxious.
You don't
like,
say.
The diehards, like your Disney fanatics. There are a handful for the village and the museum, and they're very entitled and would fight people for like the day that they announced like the partial closure. Mm-hmm. So like a little over a month ago, immediately on this one Facebook group, they're like, so we're getting a refund for our memberships, right? And I'm just like, dude.
Lorraine, are you suggesting that elderly white folks may perhaps be from time to time deeply entitled?
Never. They've never been that is the least entitled group I know, Dustin. Okay.
Just check it.
They've earned everything they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never a handout. They've got it all on their own.
They earned their $3,000 house.
Mm-hmm. Their $2 a semester college.
Yep. Their $500 fucking Corvette. Man. Five cents a gallon gas.
We're getting there, though.
I worked myself through college by working nights at the gas station three times a week.
Yep.
Anyway.
I did gas up once since this started, and it cost $17 for a whole tank.
Wow. Yeah, I have also only filled up one time so far.
It's kind of a shame that I'm not gassing up.
What a waste.
So I actually I went to get gas for my lawnmower, and when I went, because I have a membership at BJ's, mm-hmm. it was 79 cents a gallon.
Wow.
So I filled up the gas can and I filled up my tank, and it was $7.
Wow.
That's like 1983 prices. You could have gotten cocaine with that gas purchase.
I don't think I've ever seen it that cheap in my entire life.
I know I haven't.
I'm sorry. I was gone for a minute. What just happened?
I got gas for 79 cents a gallon the other day.
Holy shit.
I remember when gas was 98 cents or so. But...
Right.
Sure. I've probably seen that. Maybe.
Nope, never happened.
I have... in the last decade, gotten gas for just under $1 a gallon because I had the dollar off through Kroger.
Just under two a gallon.
I asked Lorraine's family this the other day, but I'll ask you guys too. Have you been keeping up with your vehicles to some extent, like taking them out a little just to make sure that they don't
sit too long because you can't
let it sit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't for a number of reasons. Try not to let it sit for more than like a couple days. Without taking it out for 15 or 20 minutes just to get, you know, oil through everything and
rotate the tires.
Yeah, rotate the tires and shit like that.
Break the rust off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean,
good deal.
We usually it's like on the weekend we'll drive somewhere to pick something up or something like that.
Right.
Something relatively benign. And like Amanda does any grocery store running that we need. So her car, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's making trips when those trips require.
Designated shopper.
Yep. She's the designated shopper.
Yeah, for sure. And, that's good. It is nice to technically get out of the house in that context too. But it also has sensation of like... every apocalyptic movie, when you're passing through the town, we've arrived at a new place where the disaster happened. Just looking out and watching people stumble in like bewilderment. And...
welcome to the town of Fresh Avocado.
Fresh Avocado.
I'm finally living in my dream world where everyone stays 6 feet away from me, does not make any contact, and stays shut up.
That is goals right there, Kyle. Uh-huh. You're not wrong.
Anyway, I don't. If anyone else has any other specific thoughts about, you know, world like stir weariness. Craziness and stuff like that, feel free to lay them out.
I mean, other than just like my work is driving me crazy.
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot. It's they're like specific things that I don't know if I necessarily want to spout on a podcast. But
that's fair. It's, for sure. Don't overshare if you don't feel comfortable.
All your grievances.
I will say Phil's other question from like a week or two ago, I think.
My penis shriveled up and fell off because of COVID.
Wait, no.
Not again.
What?
And the side effects.
I am really looking forward to...
you lose your taste and your dick.
Assuming some of them survive, I am really looking forward to going to the movies again someday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I would love to go see a movie.
I've actually really been thinking about the movie theater lately.
AMC might be done.
Yeah, it's, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. Beginning bankruptcy, I believe.
Yikes.
But yeah, that's, you know, it's the little things at this point.
That sounds so nice right now.
I would eat White Castle and watch a like a DC movie that I don't care about.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let's eat White Castle Suicide Squad
while eating White Castle.
Did you say Suicide Squad?
Yes.
I was gonna do that, or Batman versus Superman, or Justice League.
I actually heard
Bird of Prey.
It was pretty good.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. You can get it.
Never
it.
No.
Suicide Squad.
The first one was garbage,
but yeah, I saw it.
I watched, I think it was on like HBO at one point, and I got through like maybe 20, 15 minutes of it, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need to watch this anymore.
Oh, so you barely got halfway through the character introduction?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Much more after the point where you stopped watching, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, that movie is, and the thing is, like, I still stand by my opinion that, like, the actors did a fine job.
Oh, it's not their fault.
Fucked it. Yeah, it was written shit. It was directed like shit. And
I've heard the editing was atrocious.
Heard a lot of bad stories about the editing.
Yeah,
too.
On top of whatever else that movie would have been, that what Kyle said is my understanding too, is that like there was a vision for a certain cut of that film, and then at some point during the editing process, they just cut out the
just
director
like,
entirely, and then the studio pieced together a movie that they felt would be more marketable.
That's the way that DC does their movies. They have a director for half of it,
sad.
And then they can
the director. Any movie, even if everything creatively is done right, if at the end of the day the studio decides to take it in a different direction in editing, it's going to make it look like shit.
Yeah.
The reverse Star Wars, they call it.
Give him the old reverse George and let's go.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is notoriously bad about doing that with almost all their DC movies.
Mm-hmm. Man, the movies.
Mm-hmm. Except for not the Flash, the Shazam. Good one.
Yeah, Shazam's fun.
Shazam was fine.
It's a fun little movie.
Wonder Woman was fine, too. Yeah,
Wonder Woman
I like
good.
Wonder Woman a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Shazam a little more.
Shazam was fun. That was a
different. Right. Shazam was fun, which is a thing none of the other DC movies have managed to be.
I really liked Gal Gadot playing Wonder Woman.
Really good.
She was incredible in that movie. Like, she was just like she was the right amount of like fun but serious and
right. Mm-hmm.
She was definitely the best part of that movie.
Absolutely.
I loved like 70 or 80% of that movie, and I mildly disliked the rest, but it all averages out to pretty good.
For DC movies, up there.
Yeah.
Way up there.
I think that new one is still somewhere in the mix of things that will be available at some point.
I saw on Twitter they pushed it back to like June or something.
Yeah, they expect that movie to make enough money that I don't think that one will get a home video release before it gets like a theatrical run, but
I figured they were going to just throw it on their streaming service and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they do have a streaming service.
Oh, they definitely do. Everybody has a streaming service.
I don't think you take
service.
A $600 million movie or whatever
that's
put
too
it
big.
On a streaming service with 20,000 subscribers.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even. That was a generous estimate.
Mm-hmm. It was a joke.
Yeah.
20 subscribers would have been the joke.
Did you guys see that?
Because that streaming service would undoubtedly have all the DC animated stuff, and most of that is actually pretty damn good.
Yep.
I've heard good things about it. I haven't watched any of it because I don't have that streaming service.
Yeah.
I've heard that they're doing cool shit on there.
I've watched those movies over the years, though, and they are consistently very good.
Mm-hmm.
Movies are real good. A couple of TV shows are pretty good.
So many people making something. It's a lot of stuff to go
around.
It's
true.
This was even a couple weeks ago at this point, but did any of you guys see that when Sony announced the delay for The Last of Us 2, they specifically called out that it wasn't like a production issue anymore, like that the virus wasn't necessarily delaying the game being complete to hit its target date, but that just it was some combination of raw sales and literally just the fact that it's a movie about an apocalypse caused by a virus, or a game that's about an apocalypse caused by a virus, that they were just like,
I mean,
maybe not so much.
Maybe not right now.
Dustin, you were the first time of the movie.
I guess so,
It is The Last of Us series is a little more of a movie, but it's like, the game is interesting.
I mean, video games as a genre, eating up that world space to some degree. There's just movies as video games.
Mm-hmm. Especially bigger budget ones like that are more quote unquote story driven or character games.
Mm-hmm.
Hallway simulators.
I do really wonder what this all. Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to say it reminds me of the BoJack episode about the movie they were making that was like a mall shooting or something. There is a mall shooting, and then they just have to scrap the movie, and everyone's
thoughts and prayers.
Sad.
Thoughts and prayers. Because,
yeah, exactly. Of course.
Man.
Yeah, I wonder how this stuff will affect the console rollout this year. I'm really curious.
Oh.
For every reason, for like consumer demand, for like practical production reasons of like how many of those can they pull off the line if like people are rotating, getting sick around the earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I was going to make a joke about how with the stay at home, there's been a decline in mass shootings.
Yeah. I saw a statistic that said that this past March was the first time since 2002 that there hasn't been a school shooting.
Mm-hmm. I think that deserves a big old asterisk.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Well, so COVID, the effect COVID has had in Detroit, since it started, it has caused more deaths than homicide in Detroit
in the last two years.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and that's like, you know, we're two months in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is, all right, I have to go off on a little bit of a, like how infuriated I am with some of the, like, when you watch these fucking people on cable news or whatever, even the ones that aren't, like, overt degenerates, like on Fox or whatever, but it's just like, oh, COVID is disproportionately affecting people of color, and we have no idea why. Like, as if it isn't just completely obvious that the fewer resources that people have on average, the more fucked they are when things get fucked up.
Yeah, it's weird how that works out.
They just get on the television and shrug their shoulders and be like, who can say why this is happening?
I can.
Oh, my God.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts
and prayers.
It's a mystery.
Just like, take the blinders off, Miss Horseface.
No!
Jesus Christ.
Nay! You're welcome. I need to laugh or I'm going to cry, Dustin.
Oh, that's fair.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're here, to make horrible jokes.
That's why I get booed off of PSN chat every night.
That almost never happens.
Yeah.
Man.
That would presuppose that people listen to you.
That's true. That is like, I don't know. What was I thinking?
Got him.
I was waiting for the woman joke.
It's always got to be me. I'm not sure what it's about me.
I mean, it's either you or it's me. Let's be real.
I got to get ahead of you on it.
It's true. Because you're the man.
You're the man. The man's got to go first.
The one instance that it's not ladies first. Degradating women.
Oh, my God.
It's just
gosh.
So easy. Sorry.
Unrelated.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Well... Damn it.
Dustin's laptop fell asleep.
All right, I'm going to pause this and then get you guys back, and hopefully it'll be fine because my computer being stupid right now.
Stupid.
All right, 1 second.
Poopy pants.
Okay, we're back with poopy pants. My computer was stupid, but now it's fine.
It fell asleep.
Wade, do you have any interest in resharing the thing you were about to state before the recording went to poop?
It is so nothing.
That's fair.
Okay, that's fine.
Telesto's bugged again.
Wow.
You're using Verity's Brow, the exotic warlock helmet that makes your grenades do more damage with more stacks. you can stack it in PvP.
Of course you can.
Using Telesto's explosions. And then you can one-shot people with overcharged void grenades.
That's very funny.
That's so specific.
Why does Telesto exist?
I mean, shit. Why? Let's just get right into it. We've been talking about Destiny on here relatively consistently anyway. Let's go for it to some extent. They did that out in the TWAB today of just like, oh, yeah, some stuff's still fucked up.
Lol.
Those two exotics that keep breaking broke again.
You know,
Winter's Guile and Telesto?
Yeah, and the other one.
Winter's Guile and Worm God Caress.
Oh, okay. That's the one.
I thought you... Okay, gotcha. Never mind.
I mean, they should mention Telesto because it does break every season, but...
Mm-hmm. Is it ever not broken?
I didn't read the TWAB. Is there anything interesting at all in it?
No. Olympics next week.
And like just a general call out to like for people to just like hold the line for the moment. Like there will be announcements in the near future about things that they're going to change for you know, for the next couple weeks, but nothing today. Instead of saying nothing about it, they said like we will have news soon.
Coming soon.
Yeah, for like, you know, changes to trials and like changes to some of the ways that like XP is given out, like overemphasizing bounties and shit like that. Like they called out a lot of the things that people have grievances about and said like we're having conversations and we'll have things to share.
They're saying that they're going to make bounties more important or less important?
I would assume less important from generating experience.
Yeah, less important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh god. The bounty grind is so fucking it's like that's part of the reason I haven't played hardly at all this season. It's just like I'm sick of that. I don't want to do it. And then like other things are just frustrating me, and so it's like I don't have the patience for it. Mm-hmm. So I play like maybe 4 hours of death, and I feel a bit better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take bounties way too seriously. Like I haven't read like a bounty in weeks. I'll pick some up if I'm doing an activity, and the ones that get finished.
And part of it is just like I don't remember to pick them up because I don't care, because I'm like, what the fuck is this have to do with anything?
Yeah, and in most cases that doesn't matter either. You don't need to do them.
But it's like
you don't need the experience that badly right now. Like you could totally ignore the bounty system and be in mostly the same spot for most activities.
The only bounties I want are the bright dust ones.
Yep, the bright dust ones are. Yeah, the bright dust ones are one side of the problem, and then like you know, the bounties to complete the bunkers is another thing. And I'm like, I don't want to just keep
bunkers
fucking
are tedious.
The main activity this season is a real big, just slow fart.
Yeah,
it was a shart.
Mm-hmm. And I got them all done without having some, to do any of the
juicy bounties. Yeah, I don't know.
I got enough bits to unlock the crucible part, and then I never had to worry about bits again.
I get bits from everything I do now.
Done any of the...
Right. In terms of pointless grinds for a season, this has been the best of them so far, just because of how many ways there are to get them.
There's no other content, is there?
Right. Yeah, that's more of the problem.
There's nothing different to do.
Yeah.
Public events not bad.
Yeah, and we don't need to go through like a bulleted list of everything that's been weird this season, because there have been quite a few things, but the thing that's still the weirdest to me, like is the most unbelievable, is that not only is like the reward structure and trials bad in the same way that people have called out already, but... They put it out in that state in a season where trials was more important than ever for just like giving people shit to do and across the board, giving every player something else to do.
Yeah.
Because the other thing to do in this season is like
awful.
So low rent and like not great.
Picked a bad time to drop the ball on the numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was entirely that the community was like, bring back trials how it was. And they brought back trials 50% of the way that it was.
It was about half baked.
Yeah. So they didn't give you the reward structure that you had originally in Destiny 1,
mm-hmm.
but they gave you the similar high-stress gameplay as was in Destiny 1. And so it's like your options are to do what everyone that's smart is doing and grind tokens up to 3 wins and then like go flawless once if you want, and that's it. Like the one flawless card that I have, like after that, like the trials that I've played since then, I just don't want to play trials anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can gain from it.
I went flawless that first week and have really struggled in subsequent weeks.
You
just,
and everyone else.
Well, yeah.
It's gotten harder.
Yeah. Oh, it got so much harder. But I also like going into the season, I could have given two shits about trials. I don't care. I just want to do the one to get the lore because I like lore and I'm a monster. But it really, like, I mean, we've had this discussion a million times on PSN. There's no incentive for non-sweaty tryhards to go in. Like, so the every week that's gone on, the playlist gets more and more diluted as more and more people hemorrhage from it because there are no rewards to get, not that a normal person can get. And there are these people farming, feels like it's more every single week. And it's just, it's not fun. It's way too stressful and high stakes for something that gives you basically nothing. And it's just, yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's...
Forget the sweaty PvP players and forget the casuals. Like, an average PvP mm-hmm. player even can't get to 3 wins in trials mm-hmm. unless they're getting carried.
And
like,
they're going
to
be worse.
You have to be really, really insanely good to get anywhere on a trials card. Like, top 2% of players, maybe.
Yeah. The last card we did last week was absolutely brutal.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I got 3 wins. Like, after my flawless... Maybe once.
And you play with really good players, yeah. And you are an above average player yourself.
Right.
Yeah, it just comes down to it.
I mean, like, that wouldn't always going to happen.
Sure.
That happened down. In D1. And a lot of the changes they made to it were supposed to address that. They just kind of fell flat for one reason or another. Which I know a lot of people say, like, oh, just do it exactly the way Destiny 1 had it. But Destiny 1 also had the same population problem where no one wanted to play it because it got super sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It was even in a game where it was easier for casual players to get loot out of trials because right. you didn't have to win.
Right.
The quests just gave you loot directly.
Okay. A little bit more like Iron Banner, kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly yeah. like Iron Banner. Okay. Yeah. For the quest loot.
Gotcha. The token system could have worked just fine if it weren't so poorly structured. With
yeah.
needing 3 wins and having things unlock in a weird order and flawless being curated for better rewards. Like yeah. it all added up to a bad experience, but there's a lot of good parts in it. Like in D1, you once you went flawless for the week, you got nothing for doing it again.
Mm.
So there was literally no incentive to do multiple times. Well, you'll always get a drop for a flawless run.
The only remaining incentive for trials in D1 was you could get trials gear just as a random drop.
Right, the random drops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like going flawless again, there was no incentive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, speaking of the thing you just said, Kyle, I'm going to read you a note from the current outstanding issues, and you guys tell me what you think it means.
I already heard about this.
Okay. I'm not 100% sure, but so this is on their things that are still fucked up. And I quote... The engram from the Trials Flawless chest will disappear for players who have earned all available Trials rewards.
So that was very poorly worded. But what it meant is sometimes you'll get a mod out of it, and if you have all the mods already, it would drop like that exotic engram thing on your screen, but nothing would drop from it.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad as it. As right. I assumed it was.
Yeah.
From the way that text
visual
is
glitch, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Normal drops are unaffected.
Okay. I was like, oh, so that mean I don't get a thing anymore for going right. flawless if I have all this shit already?
Mm-hmm. That's just what they need. More actual errors. And
right. More actual problems with loot drops and trials. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's good to know. Still, though, man, quite funny.
Either way, to address any actual issues, it will take a Bungie's standard pace to see to them, which means after 2 months of dwindling population, they'll right. finally make changes, and by that point there will be 10,000 people overall who still play any amount of trials. And
this season's done. It's not going to recover. They might have a chance if they fix everything at the start of next season.
Maybe.
Yeah. People always come back for the new season, and if it's working then it'll catch on.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the first season that isn't already paid for from people who bought
the season pass.
Shadowkeep plus the season pass.
Yeah. Interesting.
I thought next season we still had to.
You might be right. I thought
it
was
is.
Just 3 seasons.
Yeah, it is. No, it should be the next one also. It should be the last one that would have been in that bundle if you bought.
Okay.
If you bought the collector's edition or whatever.
I vaguely remember it being 3-2, but maybe it was a full year.
Would that then lead into the fall expansion?
Yeah, right. The fall expansion will have presumably its own separate season. Like, assuming they keep the same pay structure as they did for these 4 drops or whatever, it'll be the same thing as Shadowkeep where you pay some amount for the expansion.
For nothing.
And either
Yay.
Some amount individually per season or like... you know, a different amount to get a bundle of all the seasons preloaded or whatever. But that could be changed. I don't know. But if they do the same thing as they did in Shadowkeep, that's how it'll work.
They said something to the effect that they're not super attached to the...
Yeah, I'm under the impression that they're not going to be doing this exact thing again.
Mm-hmm. They'll take a third swing at it next year.
Something like that.
Year of change.
Great.
Fourth swing, excuse me.
Fourth horseman.
Yeah, we'll see. But at the very least, I think the Guardian Games thing coming up will be like a nice distraction for people just to like... There's certainly nothing special or interesting about it that hasn't been like... That the other seasonal events haven't done or whatever, but at least it'll be like a different set of loot to grind for. That they said you can get every single thing from it without spending money except for the one finisher. Technically, everything's available for dust.
Right. That just means it'll be available
for dust. I don't have the dust for that.
Yeah.
No one has the dust for that.
Right. I was the dust magnate. I was rich as shit, and I don't have the dust for that.
It's because you kept paying $4,000 dust for an exotic goat.
I even brought down my spending by like 300% like 6 months ago, and I'm still almost out of dust because you just couldn't get enough of it to keep up with even like one purchase every week or two.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
It looks like they still will probably change some of that stuff in at least tiny ways going forward, because they on the list of things they said they were looking at and gonna make changes to eventually. Eververse was on it, which is of all the things that I assume they would just ignore people's complaints about. Eververse is the one that I figured that they would just like put their heads in the sand and say fuck it.
They're gonna try their best to have their KPD to on that one. They're gonna make it seem like they're changing everything, and they're not, because they make too much money to change it.
Has everyone else here mostly read how the Guardian Games thing works?
More or less.
No.
So, basically, you just complete bounties in the Verdant Forest, which I'm guessing is just going to be
Happy Forest.
It's Happy Forest. Okay. And then whatever class you completed the quest and made progress on gets progress in the Guardian Games. Which, as it's been pointed out widely online, and everyone here is acutely aware, just means that hunters have already won.
They said that they're going to win.
Yeah, they said they're accounting for that. Which that's how Pokemon Go has always done that too. When they've done Pokemon Go events that are like team dependent, where there's like a thing for the team that does the best, they weight it relative to the player population on that team, and it seems like Destiny's doing the same thing.
Instinct.
Bungie has not done that ever before. No. They've always just had it be, it goes to whoever had the most players. And a week ago when they announced it, they weren't doing that. So if they've announced since then that they're going to wait.
Yeah, it's in the TWAB. It says that they're scaling it somehow based on player population. So
can I get antlers?
Waited wrong. No.
Fuck this. Fuck the Guardian Games.
Brains out.
All right.
I'm so mad. I was so looking forward to Reverie coming back.
But if you win, you get to have like a golden snake statue sit next to Zavala for the next 8 months or whatever.
I don't care.
All right.
I want my antlers. I have the ornament on my account. Give me the antlers.
Someday you'll get more antlers, right? It might cost you another $15 or something.
I will not pay for them. I own them.
There's a non-zero chance that the old gear might be able to have those still, just because that's the way these things work, because that part of the code should still exist.
But it does, no, because it specifically says it's active during revelry. There's like a caveat
event basically got laid on top of it.
It's possible that this is actually like it'll still just work because it's technically revelry behind the scenes. There's a small chance that's true.
That's why that Triumph has been showing up for Guardian Games in the revelry tab.
So who knows? We'll find out. Maybe that'll be one of the things that's broken on Tuesday.
I just want my antlers. My favorite part. That was one of the highlights of my first year of Destiny. Was that revelry was fun. That was my first like. I mean, I started technically during Halloween, but I couldn't really do anything because I was so low level. Like, I didn't...
That really highlights the different players we are, because your favorite memory from the revelry is antlers, and my favorite memory from the revelry was killing Brian by pushing him into a wall.
That is up there.
That was
like,
beautiful.
That was great. The antlers were the icing on the cake that was the airplane week or whatever, however long revelry was.
Pile
like,
driving people.
See, I want that to come back. I don't remember what they called it, but having the ability.
Mm-hmm. Drink the happy juice.
Down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just juicy fruit.
That was fun. I'd rather have that than momentum
control. That's how I got my salad and proud is because I had super dodge and was Gemini-ing in Wormhaven, and I got it.
Kind of suspect that's why it's not back is because you could use those to cheese pretty much anything in the game.
Well, just, and imagine if they got rid of fucking Showdown or Lockdown and replaced it with, you know, the Revelry mode.
Sure.
Like, not Mayhem, because it's not your super.
No,
but
it's all abilities.
You pick one ability and you get back every 10 seconds.
I'm game.
To be real, the only reason I played Revelry was because it was temporary. And if it was mode that was up...
If it was like a rotator, like...
Even if it was a rotator, I'd probably almost never play it.
Oh.
Right.
That's why they should bring it back. For 2 weeks. And take it away. I can stomach it for a couple weeks a year.
Revelry!
I'll enjoy it for a couple weeks a year.
I'll
stick Wade with Telestos and then have him kamikaze into people.
I almost forgot about that! Oh.
I gotta go in as a Night Stalker and have permanent invisibility and refuse to use my guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out of metals without run out of firing a bullet.
I gotta say, I respect the guys at the art department for making the Guardian Games armor look so much like crummy really athletic wear, and like they really evoked it well, but at the same time, it looks really shitty. Like
it looks gross.
It looks real bad next to all this cool spaceman armor.
Yeah,
by comparison, but they still did a really good job making it look like the thing it's supposed to look.
It's evoking
like
a theme, and I hate the theme.
Dustin, have you ever seen the good Sparrow Racing League gear from D1?
Yeah. I might not have actually, but I'm assuming it looks similar.
Just Google it. It's like the most gray crap ever.
I mean, they're speed suits.
There you go.
They're speed suits.
Zoom, zoom.
That's very funny.
My best helmet for like 6 months once in D1 was a Sparrow Racing helmet. Yeah. I hated it. I had to wear it anyway.
At
least now you could put an ornament over it and not look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give D2 some credit.
I'm still looking forward to those. The thing I want most out of this event is I just want to unlock all the score emotes. So I can give people 9 out of 10s or whatever when they, like, Thunder Crash me.
See, I'm expecting it to just be a fucking random number so you can't...
It's not.
Game & Watch.
They're separate emotes.
Oh, are they? All right.
Two of them will be for Dustin, and one of them won't. wait, which one is the one that is? I think it's the low one. Okay.
The only thing I want out of those emotes is if you combine it with the flip to actually fucking flip
toss
the
cards.
I mean, it very well could. Yeah. Probably.
You can flip the cat. That's how that works. The world is your oyster.
But yeah, we'll see. At least it'll be, like I said, unless, like, the game, who knows, maybe the game will be, like, just, it'll be broken again in new, fresh ways next Tuesday, who can
probably
say?
Probably.
Sure it will.
I bet it will be.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Why?
One-shotting fucking raid bosses.
Great. Bring it on. Just...
I hope that was fun.
We enter DPS on Swolthion and, or Swole Inherent, mm-hmm. and just a Telesto, and he explodes.
Yeah. At this point, I just hope people are like,
I like it.
Like a little tired out, like toddler style. It's like, all right, you've had your tantrum now.
Right.
Just go in the corner and have a juice pop, and then give it a couple weeks, and let's see what happens. Because I really don't know that there's much more to be gained from like still screaming in this Kmart parking lot at this point, collectively as the people who play Destiny.
But Dustin, people are trapped inside. People are trapped inside.
I'm going to keep doing that because Trials sucks.
Trials hasn't left.
And it's an empty season.
Yeah.
So far, like, we'll see how this wraps up over the next month or so. But
I only care about it being an empty season because it means they wasted a bunch of time on fucking nothing.
Or like, that they diverted resources to put them into, like, a vault. I guess.
Any resources that they spent on this season should just have never happened. The season shouldn't have happened. I would have been fine not fucking getting anything new if the next season was like an actual A+ season.
Yeah.
But that's another thing where maybe like when they talk about changing the monetization, maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they won't actually sell any of the stuff up front, and then they could totally do that more reasonably. Because they're not, you're not going to win either way with that, right? Because for the same reasons of like, oh, well, you technically sold four seasons of content worth to people. You can't,
you can't not give them one.
Right.
After already taking the money for them. But if they do not take any cash up front until they're ready to drop content, then that certainly gives them the freedom to just say, all right, look, they're, these 2 months, we're going to do what we can, but it's not going to be like, we have to shift stuff around because game development is constantly changing. So this is going to be later for a month or two.
But... And otherwise, just fucking work on something that matters.
Sure.
And yeah, that's kind of what they're doing.
Yeah, if you get those...
you get paid for it also.
If you believe those... dubious Never. Leaks about the Fall expansion, that's the description there is exactly that, is that they've put a lot of work into loading up the back end of this year, and this season and possibly the next season will suffer for it. But
more I've read about those leaks, the more it seems like they're not true.
I strongly suspect that that's not legitimate, but but that said, the conclusions they draw on could still be true. We don't know one way or another, like in terms of just like them spending resources in other ways.
Who can say?
They better be spending resources in other ways, because fuck have they been doing?
Question is, are they, you know, preparing for a PS5 release or Destiny 3 or like anything could be happening right now?
Mm-hmm. I bet it's not Destiny 3.
I don't think they're going to.
I suspect you're right.
Yeah. It might be a larger scale expansion, but I don't imagine they're going to be dropping a new game at any point soon.
My guess is we're going to get a Forsaken size expansion.
I hope so.
I would hope.
Be real cool.
But they haven't done that since they lost their development wings.
Big
on
money.
Thing they've taken the last 6 months off.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go eat, so it has been.
That is fair enough. Tarts?
Honestly, anybody else can share any closing thoughts about Destiny stuff, since that's kind of where we rolled, and then I think we'll wrap it up. So that works for
fun.
Works for us too, but
I'll stay with my Destiny right now. I disagree. I'm enjoying playing Trials, despite what I sound like when I'm playing.
Yeah.
Even without really getting any meaningful loot out of it, I just think it's really fun to have.
I like it as a game mode.
It's an interesting like short window of time thing.
Right. And it's a way to play competitively that didn't really exist in Destiny 2 before this. Like, it requires so much more strategy and concentration and high level of play than even, you know, playing comp used to.
It's such a different beast.
A few weeks ago, it's like taking the entire grind to comp, legend and comp, and putting it into a 7-8 game span.
Right. So, yeah. Which is a much more palatable, when you put it that way, is a much more palatable experience than the alternative.
Right. I have probably played more Trials than I have comp.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That is worth noting that, they could have rolled out Trials and it could have been fucked both ways. They could have both fucked up the incentive and it couldn't have even been fun for the people who would have inherently found it fun. And I do agree I enjoyed the games for the most part. I enjoy that it exists. It's fun to do that sometimes. And, you know, it could have not been that way. Like,
right. The fundamentals of the game itself are strong.
Yeah.
All the stuff surrounding it needs work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit.
Destiny story.
You don't say. But, I think that's good. And then, to really close it out, taking it all the way back to kind of what Lorraine said earlier, I have deeply appreciated those kind of like forever games like Destiny and Animal Crossing and stuff like that, but especially Destiny because it's social.
Animal Crossing is too, but even more so.
I feel like Animal Crossing is like you can do way more by yourself if you want to, and there's so much Destiny content that you have to have multiple people to do anyway.
That's fair.
And we're all always in a chat together when we're playing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's nice to have like something that is very familiar, that is a constant that you can dip into and dip out of.
Mm-hmm.
That is not it may be fucked in like the same way Destiny's always been fucked, but it's not fucked in the same way that the world is fucked right now.
It's true.
It's a familiar kind of fuck.
It'll always be there for you.
That's right. So in that sense, I'm very grateful for it. And I'm grateful for you guys.
Yeah. Y'all are keeping us sane.
I know what you guys are talking about. I'm doing great.
King of the world.
Yeah, the isolation isn't what's killing me.
No, it's everything
else. I can deal with the isolation.
Oh, absolutely.
It's mostly Kyle.
Yeah. Maybe Kyle's the problem.
Oh, man. Anyway, well, yeah.
No, it's spoilers for a game that I'm not going to talk about on this podcast.
There you go. All right, perfect.
Me?
Yeah, I think with that, we'll call it a show. We will return. I bet we'll do that next time.
Talk about that.
Yeah,
game.
The next time we record a thing, I bet we'll talk about Final Fantasy VII. So,
yeah.
There's already been way too many spoilers in context, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, we won't have any more tonight, so
yeah.
Look forward to that.
Never.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, everyone else, for joining me and talking about stuff.
Woo woo.
And yeah.
And toilet paper.
Send us your emails on toilet paper.
Email me some toilet paper, please.
Download this PDF and print toilet paper out of your printer.
Man. Yeah, thank you to Wade, who's no longer here. He did duck out to get food. So
food time.
Yeah, we'll call it a show. All right.
We
will be back in the near future to talk about Final Fantasy VII. And until then, you know, stay sane, stay safe, and we'll see you on the internet.
Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.